stick around, because after this next song, we'll be having an interview talking all about the Barracuda concert happening October 28th. Teddy Q, more hits, more favorites, Fox FM. I have with me a special guest over the phone. I have the lead singer from Barracuda, Donna. How are you doing today, Donna?
Ah, I'm doing great, thanks.
And today, we're going to talk about you guys coming down to the Painted Hand Casino for the Barracuda concert happening October 28th. I'm just wondering, how excited are you guys to come down and perform all of this?
Oh, I'm very excited, personally. But we're, as a band, we're excited, of course. I am a prairie girl, and I'm from Manitoba, and it's kind of exciting for me to come back to Yorkton because the very, very first time in my life that I was in front of a large audience was on the on a show called Profile.
Okay.
That used to be in Yorkton, Saskatchewan at the local TV station.
No kidding. That is that is a really cool roots, you know?
I know.
And
so yeah.
The other thing is, for people that might not know the history of Barracuda, how did you guys form? What was your past all about?
Well, in the early years, I used to be in a cover band, and we played, the bars and stuff. And people always told me that I sounded like Ann Wilson. I've got a really good range, and I really enjoyed her stuff. Being a female vocalist, there wasn't a lot of kind of people to forge the path. Anytime there was music from heart, I was always excited to be singing it because, she's a very, very strong vocalist. So eventually I started working in a tribute band doing backup vocals for an Elvis, Buddy Holly, and a Roy Orbison. And I kind of got the tribute bug. And I always thought to myself, gee, I'd really like to do a tribute to Heart.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, it came to fruition, basically.
That is incredible. On top of doing Heart tributes, I've also heard that you guys do Led Zeppelin tribute songs, too.
Yes. In the last decade, Anne has done a lot of... Heart has always done Zeppelin. When they started out here in Vancouver, hiding from the Vietnam War, they came across and started playing here. They started writing tunes, and they pretty much patterned themselves after Zeppelin. And when they played the bars here, they did a lot of Zeppelin. And people used to actually call them Little Zepp as a nickname. So it's always been in the repertoire. And then Anne in recent years has done a few tours with Jason Bonham, who was the son of John Bonham. And so we thought we would incorporate, after they did Stairway to Heaven on a program that was honoring Zeppelin, there was such a big response to her doing the Zeppelin that we thought, and we got requested it all the time, so we thought we would incorporate it into the repertoire, and everybody loves Zeppelin, and so we actually started adding a few more, and it's really fun.
On top of all of that, just off the air, you were mentioning that you've had some pretty big names with you guys on stage here and there, too.
Well, when we first started the band, we had a friend who used to be an agent, and he came to see us, and he asked me, he said, "Have you ever met anybody from Heart?" And I said, "Oh, heck no, but I sure would love to." So he actually used to book Heart when they were here playing the bars in the very early years. So he contacted Roger and Michael Fisher, the original guitar player Roger, and his brother Michael, who did the sound and stuff when Heart was playing. He contacted them and said, "Hey, you got to come see this tribute. This girl really sounds like Anne, and I think you'll really enjoy it." And they actually came to one of our gigs. And And it was really funny because Roger kind of burst into the back room with his guitar 10 minutes before we went on, and we didn't even really know he was coming. And it's like, hey, guys, nice to meet you. Yeah, can I get up and do a couple of tunes? And it's like, sure you can. So it was a really great evening. And then when we finished our first set, I got off the stage, and I hadn't even met Michael yet. And Michael used to go out with Anne. So this guy kind of stood up and reached over with his hand out. So I went to shake his hand, and he went, hi. I'm Michael Fisher. I just wanted you to know that you sound just like Anne when she was young. And I just about melted to the floor. It's like that could have been the biggest compliment that I ever got in my life. So, yeah, they became friends of ours. And we did a few gigs with Roger. So they're kind of friends now. Great.
That's an amazing story to hear about. And again, you are coming down here in Yorkton very soon. Is there anything else that you wanted to mention? Anything that you're looking forward to as well that you wanted people to know about?
I'm hoping that there's going to be some maybe old friends in the audience that I've, I went to school with or something, because Yorkton isn't that far away. And I've got a lot of family coming. So I'm really looking forward to just being there. How's the weather, by the way?
The weather is not bad. It's been pretty warm. Right now it's about 6 degrees for Saskatchewan in late October. I can't complain, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember trick-or-treating with crunchy kind of puddles and stuff. Oh. So.
Yep.
We're hoping it doesn't snow until November.
And the nice part is, though, at least you guys are going to be indoors. So you'll be protected from all of that. All right. Well, once again, Barracuda, the original Heart Tribute Band, is coming down to the Painted Hand Casino October 28th. Doors open at 8, starts at 9. Tickets, $35. Donna, the lead singer of Barracuda, once again, I wanted to thank you for joining me over the phone today to talk all about you guys coming down to Yorkton.
You're welcome, and I just hope that a lot of people come show up. I have an amazing band. We just love what we're doing, and you won't be disappointed. So please come out and see us.